Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The man suspected of carrying out a deadly shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado is expected to face charges that will include first-degree murder. The attack left at least five people dead and more than two dozen injured. Paolo Shalsita with Colorado Public Radio reports a vigil was held last night to remember the victims.
The service hosted by Pikes Peak Metropolitan Community Church was one of many across the city as the community sought out spaces to publicly grieve. Pastor Alicia Erickson, a lesbian woman, said these spaces are important for the queer people who have been told by their religious leaders they're not welcome.
Far too often, that is the narrative, that is the rhetoric that is perpetrated against people in the LGBTQ community. And it is the root of the violence that we saw last night at Club Q against members of our LGBTQ community.
Police have not yet determined a motive. For NPR News, I'm Paolo Shalsita in Denver.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are kicking off the holiday season at the White House today. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports that per tradition, the president will pardon a turkey in a ceremony on the South Lawn, and the First Lady will receive the White House Christmas tree.
The White House says this year's turkey and its alternate were raised on a farm near Monroe, North Carolina. The president will take part in the turkey presentation, which marks its 75th anniversary this year. In the afternoon, First Lady Jill Biden will receive the White House Christmas tree, which will be placed in the Blue Room of the White House. This year's tree comes from a farm in Auburn, Pennsylvania, and stands at 18.5 feet tall. The Bidens will also travel to the Marine Corps Station in Cherry Point, North Carolina, where they will attend a Friendsgiving dinner with service members and their families. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, The White House.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the decision to reinstate the Twitter account of former President Donald Trump is a, quote, terrible mistake. Schiff also says the decision contradicts what Elon Musk, who recently acquired the site, had envisioned for it.
It just underscores the erratic leadership of Twitter now under Musk, but also the security concerns with security people fleeing Twitter and what that means for the protection of Americans' private data.
In a tweet on Saturday, Musk announced that Trump's Twitter account had been reinstated after a nearly two-year ban that began in the wake of the January 6th insurrection. Trump recently said he has no reason to return to the site. Stocks across Asia traded mixed today, with shares higher in Japan. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Early season storms have left snow totals above average throughout much of the southwestern United States. Alex Hager from member station KUNC has more.
About 60% of the Colorado River starts as snow in the state of Colorado. The river is a water lifeline for more than 40 million people from Wyoming to Mexico. This year's snowpack is off to a good start, but the basin would need years of back-to-back wet conditions to help erase drought. Becky Bollinger is Colorado's assistant state climatologist.
We've had a few rough years, and so to get us back into a more comfortable spot, we really need above average peak and a nice slow, sustained melting season in the spring.
To keep up those higher than average totals, Bollinger says the mountains need consistent snow every week until the spring. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
At the American Music Awards on Sunday, singer-songwriter Taylor Swift won all six categories that she was nominated in, including Artist of the Year. In accepting the top honor, Swift thanked her fans for allowing her to step out of the box in creating the music that she likes.
The more that happened, the more you guys were like, yay, keep doing it. And the happier I was. So I have the fans to thank essentially for my happiness.
Puerto Rican performer Bad Bunny topped a list of nominees this year, earning 8 nods. And singer Lionel Richie, a 17-time American Music Awards winner, was honored with the Icon Award. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.